For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras. For North Texas sports fans, Sunday will be a dream. The Cowboys take on defending Super Bowl champion New England Patriots in the afternoon. A few hours later, just down the street, the Rangers host their first home playoff game in 3 years. Folks planning to go to either or both games had better come armed with a wad of cash and walking shoes. And I report on this potential parking nightmare. October 23, 2011. That's the last time Arlington felt the surge of two sold-out stadiums on the same day. Nearly 150,000 fans will come to town Sunday. And with no public transit, Ranger Vice President Sean Decker has a challenge.
With the Cowboys kick at 3:30 and our first pitch at 7 o'clock, we've encouraged all fans to get here between 4 and 6 p.m.
The Cowboys' start time has been locked for months. The Rangers had to sweat out while Major League Baseball made its decision.
The one we certainly did not want was one of those midday day games where we would go head-to-head with the Cowboys in terms of start time.
Together, the Cowboys and Rangers own nearly 25,000 parking spaces. And that's not nearly enough. Baseball fans can forget about just going at the tailgate. Ranger lots require a game ticket. And the Cowboys have the highest parking prices in football, according to Forbes magazine. An average $75 per season ticket holder. For the Patriots game, though, parking prices on StubHub go as high as $495. The teams won't be the only ones cashing in.
Oh my gracious, that deal on Sunday is just huge. It is wonderful.
That's Randy Ford. He owns Jay Gilligan's Bar and Grill, a little more than a mile from the stadiums.
We will probably shuttle somewhere in the 800 to 900 people, and we will at least triple a normal day.
Ford's Bar offers free parking and an $8 shuttle to the games. East of the Rangers' home, stadium parking has about 1,200 spots. Manager Sharon Smith says it's taken years to get the formula for a day like this right.
It's difficult. Yeah, you know, it's exciting, but there's a lot of details, a lot of planning that goes into it. But it's fun.
Unless, of course, you've paid hundreds of dollars to walk a mile in the Texas heat. That's the price of Sunday's Parkmageddon. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.